DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jared Reed in Bonn. A temporary ceasefire between Israel and Gaza, planned to coincide with a visit by the Egyptian Prime Minister, has been broken. Palestinian militants fired at the Israeli capital, Jerusalem, the first time the city has been targeted. That missile was launched hours after a rocket from the Gaza Strip was fired towards Tel Aviv on Friday. This coincided with a trip to Gaza by the Egyptian Prime Minister Hisham Kandil, who arrived in an attempt at diplomacy. Kandil called on Israel to stop its bombardment of the Palestinian territory. Israel has said it has closed three major roads around the Gaza Strip and was seeking parliamentary approval to mobilise as many as 75,000 reservist troops if necessary. At least 21 Palestinians and three Israelis have been killed since Israel began its offensive on Wednesday when it assassinated the head of the military wing of Hamas, Ahmed al-Jabari. Two Croatian generals have arrived home in Zagreb after a UN court in The Hague cleared them of war crimes against Serbs during the bloody breakup of Yugoslavia in the 1990s. Ante Gotovina, Croatian army commander, and Mladen Markac, a commander of special police forces, had their lengthy jail terms overturned on appeal on Friday. The International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia found initial convictions in April last year had been made on a false premise. The pair have arrived home to a hero's welcome. Serbia, meantime, has reacted with anger, saying the tribunal cannot now be considered neutral. The former director of America's Central Intelligence Agency, David Petraeus, has faced a committee in Washington to answer questions on September's attack on a US consulate building in the Libyan city of Benghazi. He's told US lawmakers he believed from the outset that the attack, in which four American diplomats were killed, was the work of an al-Qaeda affiliate. The assault has turned into a bitter political feud between President Barack Obama and Republicans, who say the White House misled the public in the days following the attack. Petraeus's appearance comes a week after he quit as CIA chief because of an extramarital affair with his biographer, Paula Broadwell. The affair has raised questions about whether any classified information was divulged to Broadwell. You are listening to Deutsche Welle News. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has travelled to Moscow for talks with the Russian President Vladimir Putin. The pair signed a range of trade agreements, but Putin dismissed concerns raised by Merkel over Russia's human rights record. In particular, Merkel criticised Russia's jailing of three women members of the punk band Pussy Riot, who performed an anti-Putin protest song in a Moscow cathedral. Putin, who has faced unprecedented pro-democracy protests for the past year, defended his nation's decision, saying the band was anti-Semitic. Japan is headed for general elections after the country's Prime Minister Yoshihiko Noda dissolved the lower house of parliament. That's a move likely to end his three-year rule and open the way for a conservative government. Noda is Japan's sixth prime minister in 6 years. In exchange for calling the election, which is due on December 16, Noda secured from parliament a much-needed debt financing agreement that will prevent Japan going broke by the end of the month. Commentators say no single party will have the numbers to govern alone after the election, with a coalition likely between the conservative Liberal Democratic Party and smaller fringe parties. The Swedish furniture giant IKEA has apologised after admitting that it used forced labour from political prisoners in the former communist East Germany to make some of its products. An investigation commissioned by the company looked into allegations that it benefited from the use of forced labour by East German prisoners, some of whom were political dissidents. The study also found that representatives of IKEA, which is now the world's largest furniture company, were aware of the possibility. Forced labour was a common fate for prisoners in the former East Germany, with many such prison labourers now seeking compensation. For more news and information, please visit our website. You can find that at dw.de. This has been Jared Reed for Deutsche Welle News.